Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, Jim Klass, coming your way on a Wednesday here at KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Twins can clinch tonight. We'll have it for you. We'll join up on 107.5 FM. That will be coming up tonight. Cubs can clinch tonight as well as they take on the St. Louis Cardinals. A Cub win or a Brewer loss will give the Cubs the NL Central Division title. Same thing with the Twins. An Angels loss or a Twins victory tonight in Cleveland will give the Twins the second American League wild card spot. And we'll see what happens as everything gets underway a week from last night as far as the baseball postseason as we get into the beautiful month of October. You talk about 48 hours ago, it was 94 degrees. It's now 66 degrees, Mark. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, very refreshing, is it not?
You like this better, don't you?
I do indeed.
Yeah.
The sinuses kind of clear up and, you know, nothing better than a little jacket and shorts this time of year. I love the fall.
Love it. I love it as well. Love it out there. President's Cup getting underway tomorrow. Sans Zach Johnson. I know he'd love to be there, but he will be pulling for the United States. The first round pairings, if you will, are out, and we'll get those to you coming up here in just a little bit. News of the day, again, continuing to be the fallout after the FBI investigation into college basketball, into four of the schools, big-time schools, paired with Adidas, and then others, including the University of Louisville, who today did not fire Rick Pitino or the athletic director, but put them on administrative leave, although they are saying that Rick Pitino will not coach again at Louisville for the Cardinals. Same thing with the AD. He will not be back as well. They went. They said everything except that you are fired based on the scandal. And they were not one of the four teams that were that had assistant coaches that were incarcerated at this point anyway. And of course, let the speculation begin on what's going to happen in the future of Rick Pitino, what's going to happen to Louisville. And then it's gotten even a little bit more murky today, Mark, with the announcement that the FBI is now subpoenaing some Nike individuals. And man, oh man, you hope this stops sometime, but maybe you don't hope it stops. Like we talked about yesterday. And if you'd like to weigh in, 319-366-1600 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line or on the phone lines as well. But what happens if this thing goes beyond the borders of college basketball? I mean, you've got schools aligned up with shoe companies and apparel companies as far as other sports, including the big kahuna, football. I hope it doesn't get that far, but you know, where does this thing stop, I guess, is the question.
The announcement of Nike being asked to provide documents into one of its, I think it's one of the youth leagues, basically, or lower-level leagues than college, at any rate, that opens up a whole new can of worms. Those schools that are in agreements with Nike, it's basically Nike and Adidas, the front runners in shoe deals. I saw a chart today that among the leaders in these agreements, I mean, you're talking about $250 million for 10 or 15 years,
mm-hmm.
over 10 or 15 years. And
there's a reason.
It's significant money. Oh. There's no doubt about it. But I think one thing that might happen, and this is what I thought when the first news of this came out, it's a tip of the iceberg. Now the fact that Nike is being asked to provide some documents and information to authorities, that's a big deal. And I think when some of the subjects, maybe those arrested, maybe those on the periphery, start talking
exactly
and strike deals to protect their own behinds and expose other people, get really messy.
Yeah. Dick Vitale, the longtime, I guess for lack of a better word, face or voice of college basketball, came out today, and you heard at the top of the hour Sports Center, said there should be some sort of a czar of college sports. The NCAA is pretty powerless right now. I think it shows. Now, according to what came out yesterday, the NCAA did not even know that this investigation was going on. I guess believe that for what it's worth. Some people are saying, yeah, there's no way that they didn't know. Maybe they just handed it over to the FBI because they have a lot more punch as far as this is concerned. But if this thing does get reworked, the NCAA has to come up. I agree with Dick Vitale. NCAA has to come up with some sort of a big leader or leadership committee that can stop this in its tracks. This has been going on for a long, long time. And if you don't think it's been going on for a long, long time, you've had your head in the sand. It's just the way of college basketball life over the last couple decades.
Text line already lighting up. Tony and Animo said, don't let it stop until it gets to Kansas. David and Hudson wants to know if Kentucky is Nike.
Yes, they are.
Yes, indeed.
Duke, Kentucky are the two biggies as far as Nike is concerned.
0255, what is the mood in Minnesota with Rick Pitino's son as coach there?
They are Nike as well, I believe, in Minnesota. Whether that has anything to do with it or not. And
I think this is mainly going to involve those schools, the Blue Bloods, who get the 4- and 5-star recruits, because those are the kids and the families that are getting money. It's not the 2- and 3-star recruits, is it?
No. No, because it all comes down to the fact that they want to get these individuals tied into their shoe companies before they make it in the NBA and then have to make a choice of, you know, are you going to be an Adidas, or are you going to be a Nike, or are you going to be whatever the case may be? If they get to them early, and let's face it, they're not going after Nicholas Baer or somebody like that who was a walk-on who had one scholarship offer to Augustana, a D2 school. Mm-hmm. That's not the guy that they're going after. They're going after the big-timers. They're going after the one-and-dones that are going to be on TV all the time, on national television, ESPN, Fox, CBS, whatever the case may be, and then they're going to move on to the NBA sooner than later.
What's an investment? You hope for a return, right?
Correct.
This is the shoe companies investing in these kids. Ryan from Walford, shoot, by the time it's all said and done, assuming I wasn't part of this mess, we may have no choice but to play in the Final Four the next few years. Sheesh, this sounds messy.
It is messy. It is very messy.
4398, investigation could stop once they bust Duke and or Kentucky.
And again, they're innocent until proven guilty. I mean, that's the way it is in America. So I'm not going to bust on Kentucky at this point. Duke is their own entity, if you will, because obviously it is very difficult to get into Duke University.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very cerebral school. You need to have very good grades, very good marks, very good scores on your entrance exams.
Would you say they're above reproach, though?
No, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. But we'll see. We'll see. We may be surprised along this whole line on who is and who isn't involved in all this.
Wes in the 712 area code, I have a friend of a friend who has played with recruits that went to Kentucky who is getting paid after his high school games. Daryl from Marion, Luke Recker drove a pretty nice Cadillac Escalade at Iowa. Just saying.
Oh, hey.
Well, I had a Mercury Marquis Broma one time, too, and it was...
That's the second time that Mercury has been talked about in our media circle over the last 3 weeks. Is that good or bad?
That's pretty poor, actually.
13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Hey, there are athletes driving great, great vehicles all over the place. Trust me on that one.
Yeah. Back in the day, when I in the mid-'80s, Ronnie Harmon was the only guy on campus who had a nice scooter and a neck full of jewelry, that's for sure. Interviewed him many times.
319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in here as that continues on and rearing its ugly head. And like I said, I think it's just going to get probably worse and worse as this thing, as more layers of the onion are peeled away as far as the world of college basketball is concerned. And it probably some, and it is something that college basketball doesn't need at this point. The NBA is getting more popular and popular by the hour, it seems. And with the problem with everyone talking about what's going on in football, on the field, off the field, CTE, and now college basketball, you got to think that the NBA is just sitting back with their feet up on the desk and going,
Do you think this could spread to football?
Well, I think it could. It's not a shoe situation so much in football.
But they're not going down to what whatever Atlanta's version is of the Metro Youth Football League.
Hope not.
And giving kids' families money so they'll go to a Adidas school.
It's going to be more basketball, but I hope it is not anything. I hope it is not going to be going into football that much. But you can see how it can.
43-98. Do you think UCLA is safe? Didn't Ball try to start his own brand instead of signing with a shoe company? I don't recall details. I may be wrong. Well, his dad did.
Yeah, there's start a
Big Baller Shoes,
yeah,
right?
Big Baller brand shoes. And, yeah, dad's no dummy. There's a reason why he's gotten his name out there, no matter what shenanigans he has pulled. But other people keep helping him as well, putting him on the air. And all it's doing is getting the brand name out there even more.
Mm-hmm.
319-366-1600. Love to hear from you out there. Text line or on the phone line. We're going to talk to George Blaha here in just a little bit and get back on the field here with Iowa and Michigan State. Looking forward to the game. Looking forward to tomorrow night, Iowa State in Texas. That'll be at 5 o'clock. We got a busy, busy Thursday. Of course, we ran out of signals. Lindmark Kennedy tomorrow night. That was actually scheduled to be a Friday night game, but they moved it because of Kennedy's 50th anniversary. They're going to celebrate it all through the weekend. So Kennedy Lindmark got moved to Thursday night with Iowa State playing on Thursday night, with unfortunately kicks out Thursday night football, which you would think is not that big of a deal usually because they don't have the greatest matchups on Thursday night. And then what's the Thursday night matchup this week, Mark?
The Bears and Packers.
Bears and Packers. That is awesome. All right, let's bring in KT from Fairfax, who wants to weigh in here this afternoon about the college basketball situation. Hi, KT.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'd just like to ask you, how hard was it for Marvin Bagley to get into Duke after he reclassified a week before the semester started and got graduated from high school and admitted to Duke in about a two-week period?
Very good question.
True. And we talked about it when that happened. But he, from what I've read, everything was in place and everything was in order for him to do that.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure he had 1,500 on his SAT.
Yes. Now, I'm not going to say how that happened, and I'm not here to speculate how that happened. And everyone,
you just said Duke's its own entity, and it's really hard to get into, and so I guess I'll just take your word for it.
Yeah. Well, it is. It is. It's one of the top athletes.
Not if you're a basketball player.
There are ways around it, you're saying.
I think we all know that. Yeah. Everyone.
Thanks, KT. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
319-366-1600.
Joel and Muscatine weighing in. We always appreciate that. It's happening in football. It's not as prolific, but the 7-on-7 leagues are the next wave.
I think Joel's right. And those are gaining in popularity all over the country. And, yeah, Joel's right. You and I couldn't get into Duke.
Hey, I went to Cole. Come on.
Wow, it's the Duke.
It's a Harvard of the Midwest.
Oh, Dick Simmons online. Line two. Even George Blaha, we're going to get to that coming up in a little bit. He referenced Cohen Cornell from earlier on today as well.
38-44, if it spreads to college football, the feds better look at the SEC.
True. They've had a ton of baggage over the years. I don't think there's any doubt about that. 19 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here in the gym class on KGYM. Yeah, there's more to come on this. I mean, this thing, like I said, it's an onion and layers are going to get peeled off each and every week. And this is not something that's going to go away even when the college basketball season starts. Would you agree with that, Mark?
I would agree.
I mean, this is going to go for a while. The investigation is ongoing as far as what the FBI is doing.
Have you ever been approached to, you know, get some money if you rolled a certain bowling ball?
No. No one wants me.
Hey.
Have you ever seen a scout? Although there's college bowling now. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Around the country. Mm. So, yeah. Again, I guess we don't want to be naive enough to not think it is in other sports, but then you kind of wish in the back of your mind, you hope that it's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a little bit cleaner than what is being let on as far as the FBI investigation, but I don't think that is going to be the case. All right. George Blaha waiting in the wings, and we're going to talk with the Michigan State play-by-play man as Iowa heads to East Lansing. That will be on Saturday to take on Sparty, and that will be at 3 o'clock. 1 o'clock for Before the Boom on 107.5 and 106.3 FN. Immediately following the game here from our studios, it'll be After the Final Gun. Myself, Mark Dukes, Todd Brommelkamp will be here this week, and looking forward to your comments and calls after the game. We'll take a break, come back, and talk to George Blaha after this here on KGYM.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right. Mediacom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free 1 year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call Mediacom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualify new Mediacom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
At Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, it's our privilege to be our members' health insurance partner. Now that some of you are turning 65, we have another milestone to see you through. Medicare and supplemental insurance, so you can get freedom to choose your doctor and stable premiums. Be ready for Medicare with your free Medicare Matters Get Ready Guide. Get your guide at wellmark.com/Medicare. Wellmark. Promises matter. Must reside in the service area of the plan. Wellmark Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans are not connected with or endorsed by any government agency.
I want to remind you that the gym has partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. You can submit your information prior to the event. If selected, your event will be featured online at kgymradio.com. Just go to Community MVP to get things started. George Blaha in a moment.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a business phone system. That's right. Grasshopper turns your cell phone into a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use. Get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to you or your team wherever you are. And with our app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. We'll transcribe your voicemails and send them to your email so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're always on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts, and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. Grasshopper.com/radio.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
Welcome back to The Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM here in Cedar Rapids. Iowa and Michigan State coming up this Saturday at Spartan Stadium, and that will be a 3 o'clock start here in the state of Iowa. We'll have the pregame show coming your way at 1 o'clock on the two FMs, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. George Blaha joining us, the terrific play-by-play voice of the Michigan State Spartans. And George, Iowa and Michigan State, as you well know, have had some real Donnybrooks over the years, haven't they?
They certainly have. You know, the Big Ten Championship game is obviously the last time they played, and that was a great game. I know the Hawkeye fans are disappointed. If the Spartans had lost that one, they'd have been disappointed, because both those teams, in my opinion, deserve to be Big Ten champions.
Well, Kirk Ferentz, talking about that game, said it. It feels like it's been 10 years since the Big Ten championship game, and I would imagine the same feeling up in East Lansing.
Well, you know, with the hiccup the Spartans had last year, it probably does seem like it was a little while back. But, you know, one of the heroes from that game is L.J. Scott, the Spartan running back, who's been good in terms of gaining ground but not so good in terms of holding onto the football so far this fall. So if he's reminded more of that game, it might be good for him. But I like this rivalry. As you know, I grew up in Marshalltown, so Iowa football has always been important to me, and all the years that I've done Michigan State, I've always looked forward to the Iowa game.
Should be a good one coming up on Saturday. You mentioned L.J. Scott, and that's a good place to start. And interestingly enough, talking about some fumbling situations, Mark D'Antonio, he's carrying a football around campus this week.
Well, I think you got to remind somebody that it's very, very important at any level of football. But when you get into Big Ten football, you better hang on to that pigskin, because guys are going to try to knock it away from you. And obviously the near touchdown that was lost at the goal line against Notre Dame was the biggest play of that game. And no doubt, nobody feels worse about it than LJ, but still, he's got to shore up his game in that area.
Well, talking about that Notre Dame game, George, and it was a game that Michigan State did very well as far as the stuffing the stat sheet is concerned, but ended up a 38-18 loss, and that's the bottom line of that situation.
Yeah, when they're going in to score to make it 21-14, and suddenly it's not a score, it's a touchback, and the air comes out of your balloon a little bit. Notre Dame drove the length of the field to score, and suddenly, instead of 21-14, it's 28-7. That was probably, as I said, the play of the game. But the Spartans stayed after it. Brian Lewerke continues to get better, and generally he starts the game not quite as well as he finishes. Now, on balance, that's a good thing, unless you have too many mistakes early, and that the pick six he had against Notre Dame
certainly hurt, but I liked the way he bounced back the next time the Spartans got the ball and took him down to score.
George, Michigan State 2-1 going into Big Ten play, and as you mentioned, coming off the blip that hopefully Spartan fans, it was a blip anyway, of last year. And what is the mood of this football program right now?
Well, there are an awful lot of young players on this team, very talented young players, but young just the same. A lot of true freshmen, a redshirt freshman playing, and they're not just backups, many of them starting. So this is an enthusiastic group, and they're going to get better as the season goes on. In terms of attitude, I don't think you could have a better attitude than the Spartans have right now. And all these kids are excited about the future of Spartan football. They just want to make sure at least part of that future is right now.
Yeah, and starts with the quarterback. You mentioned Brian Lewerke, and it is taking over that quarterback position. It's tough, and aside from a few little nicks that he has had, like the pick six and whatnot, has not done a bad job as the quarterback for Michigan State.
Throws the ball pretty darn well, especially once he gets warmed up, and he can really run. I mean, he has legitimate 4.6 speed. So in terms of straightaway speed, he's going to be hard to catch if he gets a step or two on that read option. And that makes him a heck of a weapon for Michigan State. He's a confident young man, and he's still young, as we all know. So I think he gets better with every game, and so do his young receivers. So this is going to be a fun season, but I'll tell you, you know, everybody knew that Notre Dame, then Iowa, then at Michigan was a tough stretch for the Spartans. And the last thing you want to do is lose all three of them. But even if the Spartans do, I think they'll be resilient enough to come out of this thing with a winning season.
Yeah, and people should remember as well, Connor Cook took his lumps in his first season starting. And look how well things turned out for that quarterback.
And by the way, so did Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins had a game he just assumed forget in Iowa City, and I'm sure his mom was hoping that wouldn't happen because she's a former Hawkeye cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
So there are all kinds of ups and downs that quarterbacks have. There's no question about that.
George Blaha joining us, play-by-play voice of the Michigan State Spartans here on the Gym Class in KGYM. One thing that remains constant is the Michigan State defense, as you know, George, and right now they're ninth in the country in overall defense, number 7 against the pass. So that's still been a strength of this football team.
It is, and there are some young people on the defense, but like the Hawkeyes, they have a very season solid set of linebackers, and that makes a big difference. Led by Joe Bocci in the middle, and Captain Chris Fry, one of the outside linebacker spots. I think they're, as coaches like to say, stout up front, especially inside, and they're solid in the secondary. So this is a good Michigan State defense. They're probably going to have to be against the Hawkeyes come Saturday.
So many of these Iowa-Michigan State games have been close. They've been slobber knockers. One play here or there, a turnover. Like we saw in the Big Ten championship game, you know, 20-plus play drive to win it. There's been some great ones, but, boy, they have been physical football games.
Well, I think this one will be just like that. You know, Kirk Ferentz's teams play hard. You know, they play to the whistle. They don't play after the whistle, but they play to the whistle, and so do Coach D'Antonio's team. So I expect, by the way, the late, great Norm Parker was a former Michigan State assistant coach and did a great job with Iowa's defense, and now Phil Parker, who's an all-Big Ten defensive back for the Spartans, does a wonderful job with Iowa's defense. So I expect the defenses to be tough to move the ball on. I would think it also to be very physical.
George, before we let you go, what's the mood like among the fan base in East Lansing and around Spartan Nation right now? Are they still solidly behind this football team and the coaching staff?
certainly. And I think, you know, they were disappointed in the mistakes that were made against Notre Dame, but they realized without those mistakes, it probably would have gone to the wire. And, you know, stats, sometimes if that's all you look at, it's probably because you lost the game. But the statistics show that the Spartans did a nice job offensively and a reasonably good job defensively against a Notre Dame team that I think is much improved. They're going to turn some heads this year.
And finally, you mentioned physical football that Kirk Ferentz brings. What has Mark D'Antonio said otherwise about this Hawkeye team leading up to the game on Saturday?
Well, there's some stick-out players on the Hawkeyes. And you know, Josie Jewell is certainly numero uno, but he's got so much help at linebacker. And, you know, I think the linebackers are seasoned for the Hawkeyes. Some of their some of the young players they have elsewhere are only going to get better. Clearly, Iowa wants to run the football, and they certainly have the athletes to do that. So long and short of it is, despite the fact that Nate Stanley has all those TD passes, the Hawkeyes will need to run the ball to give themselves a chance to win. And the strength probably of Michigan State's defense is in the middle of the defensive line. So it'll be interesting to see how well the Hawkeyes do run the ball and if the Spartans can, in fact, stop the run.
Hey, also, we got a young man that grew up most of his life here in Cedar Rapids, did move to the Des Moines area for his last couple years of high school football, but he's a quarterback up there in Rocky Lombardi, and I know Coach D'Antonio and the staff really like Rocky, even though he's redshirting this year.
Rocky Lombardi is going to play a lot of football for Michigan State. We're very, very fortunate to have him in green and white. As everybody knows, back in the Hawkeye State, he's an excellent all-around athlete, but he's a solid quarterback. And, you know, he could probably play this year if necessary. They're hoping against hope that it's not necessary, but he's going to have a nice run at QB for MSU. And I was with him at a function last week, and very friendly, classy young man. Great to have him as part of the Michigan State program.
Yep, good young man he is, definitely. Hey, George, should be a great day for football up in East Lansing. Always appreciate giving us some time here on KGYM, and have a great call, and best of luck to the Spartans coming up this year.
We appreciate that. One more little connection we have is Mike Tressel, the co-defensive coordinator, played at Cornell in your backyard, and I know, unfortunately, he's got a lot of friends who are Hawkeye fans. So when he gives his friends tickets, he has to make sure they wear the proper colors.
Yes, and then we can go into the Cornell co-rivalry, but we don't have time to do that today. So. George, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, take care now.
Back with more after this here on KGYM.
Jepacco is a local financial cooperative that gives back to its members, like me. Just for keeping and growing my savings and services with them, my share was $200. They call it thank yous. Extra money I use to spoil the grandkids. And it makes me feel like $1 million.
At a financial cooperative, members are owners. It's member participation that powers Jepacco Community Credit Union. Thank yous is money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and spending. Last year, Jepacco members shared in more than $2.85 million in thank yous. How will you use yours?
Get a gym membership.
Go to the movies.
Donate it to charity.
Pay down my student loan.
Add to my retirement savings.
Buy that purse I just saw.
Learn more at dupacco.com/thank yous. Participate, cooperate, accumulate. The more you use Jepacco, the more you're thanked. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
There's no better time than right now to protect your family. So if you're like me and have been putting off getting term life insurance, you have to call SelectQuote. Here's the SelectQuote difference. Most companies give you one option, one policy, and one rate. But SelectQuote gives you options, lots of options. SelectQuote shops and could get you up to 15 options from highly rated life insurers. I want you to make the free call today and review your options. Call 1-800-290-0303. SelectQuote has been in business since 1985. I trust them and their licensed U.S. agents because they've already protected over 1.2 million families. For example, a 40-year-old male that takes cholesterol medication could get $500,000 in life insurance for under $25 a month. That could be your cost to protect your family. I want you to give SelectQuote a call at 1-800-290-0303 or go to SelectQuote.com today for a totally free personal quote. 1-800-290-0303. That's 1-800-290-0303. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before 1 and after 5, ride 18 holes for $23. Bring your juniors with you because kids 12 and under play free anytime Monday through Friday. And on weekday evenings, take in a relaxing 18 holes with a cart for just $23 too. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. All items subject to sales tax, special prices for walk-ins only, not scheduled outings.
The Gym Class in the Gym, KGYM, Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
Our thanks to George Blaha for joining us, 3:40 here on the Wednesday edition of this of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Couple things here to catch up with. Darren Revell of ESPN is saying, ESPN Sports Business Reporter, right now, source close to the FBI's NCAA bribery scandal says no Under Armour executives have been subpoenaed to date. Now, they're not into the shoe game, but they are heavily into the apparel game, starting with the University of Maryland. That was their first client. They're in the backyard of the University of Maryland, as you know, Mark. So, so that answers our question a little bit earlier on, if apparel is going to get into this thing. And like Joel talked about with 7-on-7 football leagues, I hope it doesn't get into that point, but you can see how it could. And so far, anyway, NCAA or sources close to Darren Revell saying that Under Armour has not been subpoenaed as of yet.
Once you start looking under rocks, you often find things that lead to other things under rocks. And that's what this is going to be.
Also, for NFL folks, Us Weekly is reporting Justin Timberlake is close to finalizing a deal to be the performer at this year's Super Bowl halftime show.
Does he have a shoe deal?
I think he's got a deal for everything that he does. Another guy with a deal with us is Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. And he's set to join us right now. If you'd like to talk to Chris, 319-366-1600. That is the phone line, 319-366-1600. You can text us as well your question for Chris at 319-366-1600. That on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. As Chris joins us on Wednesday, and his appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy football here on KGYM. And Chris, how's it going?
It's good. It's funny. My wife was in the background. You're on speaker, and she heard you mention Us Magazine and Justin Timberlake, and her ears perked up. I'm like, man, it's not like that.
Well, hey, she's not the only one whose ears have perked up, I think, knowing that it could be Justin Timberlake. So I think that's going to be a very popular decision by the National Football League in a year they probably need some popular decisions anyway. I'm a very, very happy person that I picked up Chris Thompson last week.
I did too. Not in our league, but yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. But boy, he made some definite strides for people that started him last week.
Yeah, I don't think that's sustainable. I mean, great. He looks really good. I kind of reminds me of Tevin Coleman last year. Remember Tevin Coleman would get like 8 touches and one of them would be a 60-yard touchdown reception. He just doesn't get the ball enough. I think he had like 7 carries and 7 targets or something this week. 8 carries, 7 targets. Week before, 3 carries, 3 targets. He's about 5'9", 190 pounds. He's been hurt a lot. I just don't think they're ever going to give him 15 carries. I don't think they're ever going to give him enough work because he's too fragile. And then if you don't get those splash plays, which are amazing, I mean, he's made a few of them already, he's not going to be producing for you. So, you know, in a full PPR, you can live with him, but enjoy the gains that you have from last week, but don't get too, don't count on them going forward.
Cam Newton was the first quarterback I took, Chris, and I quickly backed him up with Derek Carr. Is there any reason to start anybody but Carr the rest of the year?
I wouldn't make a rest-of-the-year decision now, but Cam has been really bad. And when you're home against the Saints and you don't blow up, that is really concerning. I think part of it is that he just doesn't have a lot of touch. He never really has. He's got a strong arm. He throws down the field. They say when he sits, like in the, when the receivers sit in the deep zone, he can kind of throw a straight-line bullet to them. But these guys on the move in the short areas of the field, he lacks the touch to lead them, you know, to make a nice, easy catch. So, yeah, I think most weeks you're going to start Carr, although not this week, not in Denver.
Right?
I think you probably start Cam, or you go to the waiver wire and find someone else.
319-366-1600, that's our phone, and Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 9578, Newton or Stafford?
Stafford is going in Minnesota, which is also very tough. I'm going to say, man, I got to say Stafford. Newton, I love Newton, but he's got to do one game before I can trust him.
79-66 is a non-PPR, Chris. Watson or Dalton as a QB2 the rest of the way?
Dalton. I still believe in Dalton.
Yeah, I do too, especially after the new coordinator. Looks like they're going to find A.J. Green a little bit more. So I was encouraged a little bit by what Cincinnati did.
And he missed some guys. There were some open throws that he missed, and there were some... some decisions he made and some inaccurate throws. But remember, John Ross should be back at some point. That guy was taken as a top 10 pick, and he's the fastest player in the league, maybe in the history of the league.
71-43, Chris Thompson or Belial Powell?
I'm going to say Thompson given the matchup. Powell's got the Jaguars, so it's tough.
25-23, will Doug Baldwin play?
We don't know yet. We just had ESPN's Stephanie Bell on the XM show, and she said it's not a serious injury, but it's one of those things where maybe a game-time decision.
Is that true with Jay Ajayi, too?
I think he was they said he was not spotted at practice, but he was expected to play in London. So he's okay. More likely to play, but definitely check back.
Okay.
Don't commit on Wednesday.
319-366-1600 as Chris Liss of rotowire.com. Joins us here on the program, and I'm going to try this. Hopefully we won't lose Chris, and I'm going to bring in Jeff from Cedar Rapids with a question. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Say, I was wondering, I've got two quarterbacks PPR league. I need to pick one, Dak Prescott or Alex Smith?
I'm going to go Dak Prescott. I think against the Rams, he will get some something done. Maybe get you some points with his legs, too. So go Prescott.
Well, go Alex Smith, too, but I can see your point. I have selfish reasons. With Smith going up against the Redskins. I think our own Kyle has a question here for you, Chris. Kyle?
Yeah, I had to come in and selfishly ask a question for myself. I've got running backs in a PPR. Mike Gillisley, extremely dependent on touchdowns. Tariq Cohen, dependent on receptions. Who would you be more confident in?
I think Tariq Cohen is playing it safe and Gillisley is the upside, right? I mean, he could score three or do nothing, and Cohen will probably get his five catches for, 45, 50 yards in 5 to 6 carries. So if you're lucky, go with Gillisley. If you want to play it safe, are you a favorite in your matchup or are you an underdog? If you're a favorite, go with Cohen. If you're an underdog, go with Gillisley.
Thanks.
All right. Back to the text line, 5085. Should I try and sell high on Kareem Hunt?
you better
be offered the moon and the stars as well. I mean, we have him as the number one overall player, so you can sell high, but you better get Le'Veon Bell and Odell Beckham or something crazy like that.
2262 is wondering in a PPR league. I would assume this is DeMarco Murray or Gillisley.
I would probably go Murray. Murray's going to start and probably catch a few passes, too.
Ryan and Walford, Kelvin Benjamin or Chris Carson in a PPR? I'm starting Ajayi and Gillisley right now.
Yeah, you got to check on Benjamin's health. Make sure that he's okay. It doesn't look like he's seriously hurt. But if he is healthy, Carson, I'm going to say Carson at home against the Colts anyway. I mean, who knows what Benjamin's going to do, even if healthy, against the Pats. But Carson He's got a great matchup.
75-75, Cam Newton or Odell Beckham Jr. What about the trade value of each?
I mean, Newton has no trade value at this point, and obviously Beckham has a ton of trade value, but don't trade him unless you're, you know, unless you really need to, because he's really good.
Just short of the moon and the stars. And they at least they started targeting, and Beckham's getting healthier by the week too, Chris. I know you follow the Giants, obviously, but it was good to see him get some red zone looks anyway, and he came up with a couple touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm deleting the Giants from my memory right now, but I think Beckham is not even on the injury report this week. So, you know, he's finally back. And you saw mostly he was back last week. So, you know, he's back to being a top five player, and he's good to go.
50-85. Who's a quarterback I can trade for low that'll get back on track?
Andy Dalton. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you really want to gamble, you could go with Cam, but you're really rolling the dice there. 93-55.
Would you trade Julio Jones for Shady McCoy or Melvin Gordon?
Gordon's
hurt. Non-PPR, I would trade him for Shady McCoy. In a PPR, I'd probably hold, although there is some bizarre disease that Julio Jones has where the end zone paint or something makes him very sick because he just does not want to score a touchdown. You know, he refuses.
71-43, Stafford or Prescott?
Prescott.
Pick two of these, 82-58. I'm not sure whether it's a PPR or not, Chris. Ajayi, Cohen, Lynch, and Stewart.
Definitely Ajayi. And then if it is a PPR, Cohen. If it's not a PPR, Cohen. So, Ajayi and Cohen.
1075, Bradford or Neon Newton? I guess he's... I don't know what that means. But.
Well, that's a terrible choice. I mean, Bradford is, you know, he may not even play. So, you know, if he does play, I guess I go Bradford, but you don't know if in the first quarter he's going to have to retire. I mean, Newton or pick up someone on the waiver wire. Case Keenum's probably available.
1288, a half-point PPR league. M. Bryant or C. Hogan in the flex?
I'm going Hogan, Martavis Bryant, and the entire Steelers passing game. I mean, obviously Antonio Brown you start, but they're much better at home, and the Steelers are at Baltimore, so I would sit Martavis.
25-23, Wentz or Wilson?
I'm going to say Russell Wilson at home against the Colts.
Choose one in a PPR from 46-35, Alvin Kamara, Terrence West, or Giovanni Bernard?
I'm going to say... These are all bad choices, but I'm going to say Gio Bernard.
94-66. Any good running back by low targets?
Any good running backs to target as a buy low? Yeah, Derrick Henry, now that he's not going to start again, he may be a lot cheaper, maybe to acquire him. Dante Foreman is a guy who could beat out Lamar Miller before long for the job. I like him. And if you really want to... sort of speculate, Elijah McGuire on the Jets, who could end up getting that job before too long.
36-95 is in a non-PPR. Should I drop Jeremy Hill for Will Fuller?
I don't really see any reason to keep Hill. And Fuller's kind of like a poor man's Deshaun Jackson. Going to be a deep threat, so yes.
1929, Mariota or Alex Smith?
This week, Smith is home against the Redskins, and Mariota's got the Texans on the road. And Alex, I guess I'll say Alex Smith.
79-66, Chris, what do you think Mixon's upside is?
Very high. They're starting to give him the carries. He can catch passes. I think the Bengals' offense will get it together, and he has shown quickness, power, the whole package. Can catch, can do it all. So, top 10 back is his upside.
Let's get a couple more texts in. 91-21, Stafford or Wentz?
The Eagles are at San Diego. Wentz.
52-32, Rashard Matthews or Devontae Parker in a half-point PPR for Mike Flexbot?
Parker.
06-08, last one here, Melvin Gordon or Shepard for a flex?
Got to go Melvin Gordon.
Okay.
Did he get a little beat up, though, in the Chiefs game?
Yeah, it looks like he'll play, but keep, you know, obviously never commit on Wednesday. Keep an eye on the status. But, you know, he's Melvin Gordon. He's going to get his 20 carries, and that's you can't beat that.
Sorry we couldn't get to more texts, but, Chris, there's plenty of ways for these folks to get their questions answered at RotoWire, right?
Correct. The my colleague Jeff Erickson writes the weekly rankings. Every player is ranked by position, PPR and non-PPR. It will show you whether the quarterback you want is higher or lower on his list. It is rotowire.com/trial. It is a free 10 days. You don't need a credit card. Again, it's rotowire.com/trial.
Yep, we highly recommend it out there. And Chris, thank you very much, as always, and we will talk to you next week. We'll look forward to it.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right, Chris joining us here. RotoWire.com is the website, and his appearance is brought to you by Imon Communications. Tristan Cockcroft will join the guys on the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. That'll be coming up later on. We'll take a break, come back. We're going to get you the poll question. We're going to talk about Bowling Night in America, the preview coming up. And we neglected something yesterday we'll catch up on. All that coming up.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Find Pennzoil at a Walmart near you and make the switch.
Friday at 3, tune in to 106.3 FM and get ready for Solon football action. This is David Schulte, and I'll be your host alongside Gary Fickle for the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. It is Bowling Night in America. We'll get to that coming up here in just a moment. Our poll question at KGYMRadio.com. It is sponsored by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast, and they are here in Cedar Rapids behind the Taco John's and right next to the Home Depot. Kind of piggybacking off of the whole NCAA bribery situation, would you trade a decade of irrelevance for a national championship? Ryan Russillo talked about that on his show. We borrowed it, if you will. For our poll question today, would you trade a decade of irrelevance for a national championship? Otherwise, say you're a major college basketball coach, you win the championship this year, and you go into the tank for the next 10 years. Would you trade that? Yes or no? That is our poll question at KGYMRadio.com. We have a unique situation tonight, Mark.
You know, I've scouted our opponent for Bowling Night America very thoroughly this week. We bowl what's called the blind.
Now, before you get your text ready to go and hit send, there's an explanation to this.
The blind is our 14th team in the league. We have an uneven number of teams in the league. So it's called a bye week. We bowl the blind to not get too technical. We just have to bowl within 50 pins of our average each game to win points for games and series. So five of us bowl. And don't get much conversation with our opponent.
No, we don't.
None.
Pin fouls are next to us, though.
So, like always, our opponent, our toughest enemy is us.
Yeah. I've never done this before, so I'm kind of, I'm interested.
It should be a shorter night.
To see how, I hope so. I hope so. I'm interested to see how this goes. But, yeah, I think each team has a couple of these throughout the year.
So. Yes, they do. Yeah.
So, this will be our first one. And we will let you know how we did tomorrow. maybe we'll come through. Maybe this is the way to get on the big stat sheet. I don't know. We'll see. Tell us more about May City.
Yeah, give them a call, 362-0136, for any questions about leagues, open bowling, equipment, what have you. Or you can visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Dancing with the Stars update. We forgot about it yesterday.
Yeah, the first two nights at DWTS, Barbara Corcoran, one of the Sharks, eliminated, not so surprisingly.
I hope Shark Tank remains.
the first time out of the chute. And last night, poor Debbie Gibson, the pop singer from the 1980s and 90s.
Yeah, what happened to her?
She was eliminated.
What? How can they do that? The only one I knew.
It was kind of a sentimental favorite because she's overcoming lupus or something like that. But she was knocked off as well. Terrell Owens, Derek Fisher, athletes or former athletes still in the competition.
How can they do that? Twins win tonight, Mark. They clinch it tonight.
Let's pop some champagne.
All right. That's going to wrap things up. Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way next on KGYM.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male.